from KQED.
Music from Civil Rights Struggles Gone By echoed off a federal court building in San Francisco this week, marking the start of a historic trial. At issue, whether Proposition 8, California's ban on same-sex marriage, violates the U.S. Constitution. Paul Katami and his partner of nearly 9 years are two of the four plaintiffs challenging Prop 8.
And people desire to fall in love and find a best friend and someone who supports you and is your biggest fan. And when you find that person, the natural next step is to want to marry that person.
Emotional testimony from Katami and his partner kicked off the trial this week. The case has gotten international attention in part because of the unusual legal team working to strike down Prop 8. It includes Ted Olson, who helped George W. Bush win the presidency in 2000, successfully arguing his case before the U.S. Supreme Court. And Olson's legal partner in this case is the attorney who represented Al Gore 10 years ago. Olson, a lifelong Republican, says there's a strong conservative case to be made for gay marriage.
Being denied the right to marry the person of one's choice is being relegated to a second-class citizenship in America, and to be told that your relationships are not worthy of recognition.
Supporters of gay rights compare the trial to the landmark Brown versus the Board of Education case in 1954, striking down separate but equal schools. But Andy Pugno, an attorney defending Prop 8, has a very different view.
You have the plaintiffs essentially claiming that the courts should override the will of the voters, and we're taking the position that ultimately, when it comes to the meaning of marriage, that that's a decision that the people should have a hand in the decision about what ultimately marriage means.
To win their case, opponents of Prop 8 are hoping to convince the federal judge overseeing this trial that gays and lesbians are a vulnerable minority with a history of discrimination, and that they deserve the same kind of legal protections that racial minorities and women have. But Prop 8 defenders say they don't deserve higher legal protection, pointing out all the political support the gay community already gets from labor unions, politicians, corporations, even many churches. One of the biggest skirmishes this week came over cameras in the courtroom. By a 5-4 vote, the U.S. Supreme Court blocked the uploading of video from the trial, criticizing Judge Vaughn Walker in the process. Prop 8 lawyers fought to have the cameras turned off, they say to protect the identity of their witnesses. Attorney Andy Pugno was clearly relieved by the court's order.
Those people were not identified with the Prop 8 campaign, and the ability to get somebody to come in and give testimony on that is much harder when they know that their face is going to be plastered all over the world.
UC Hastings Law School professor David Levine says the ruling once again shows how the high court is split between liberals, who backed televising the trial, and conservatives, who did not.
The dissent backs Judge Walker. They emphasize that he's a judge who has 20 years of case management experience. It's a man who knows what he's doing. In the majority, you get more of a sense of something chaotic is going on in San Francisco.
For opponents of Prop 8, a sobering reminder that a case that likely will be decided by the U.S. Supreme Court is anything but a slam dunk, no matter what happens in this first phase.